Wayne Rooney's been talking to the media for the first time since his return home, and he's not just here to make up the numbers.
I always play, like, I've got a point to prove. I'm not coming into a retirement home. I'm ready to play. I want to win. I want to be successful at this football club, and that's what I'll do. I feel good, well, not fit at the minute, but that'll build up in the next few weeks, and I'm excited. I think it's a challenge which I think it's the right time, which I need in this period of my career, and I'm ready for it.
What would it mean to you, Wayne, if you could help the team to win a trophy here?
It'd be incredible. I think I was at the FA Cup final in '95 when we won that, and to win a trophy as a player at Everton, it would be a special moment.
Well, the Liverpool Echo's Everton editor Greg O'Keefe joins me on the line now. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Paul.
We'll get on to Lukaku shortly. First of all, though, Wayne Rooney, your thoughts on this move? A good one or not?
I think it's a really good move. I've been a little bit conflicted in the weeks run up to it when it became clear that it looked like Goodison Park was going to be the option for him. Just wondering whether or not he'd had his time in the Premier League. You know, it was Van Gaal to a lesser extent, and then certainly Mourinho who felt he had, and just weren't really given the opportunity. So I was thinking, you know, a club as upwardly mobile as Everton, should they be investing in someone who, you know, maybe wasn't cutting it at United? But I think overall now, you've got to trust Koeman, Steve Walsh and Koeman, and just look at the glint in his eyes. Now he's signed and he's on his way, training today at Finch Farm. And hopefully a player who's been re-galvanised by it, and you know, it's good to contribute and help Everton take the next step.
Now, of course, Wayne Rooney made his name as a striker. He's also played in midfield in recent years. It seems that Ronald Koeman is saying he will be a striker. Perhaps people will be a little bit surprised by that, do you think?
I think he said, didn't he, that he could possibly use him up front. He could use him as a 10 behind the striker, or maybe even part of a 3 behind a centre forward, so on the right or the left. He is flexible, and we've seen that at United last season. And you know, wherever he plays, he brings all that experience, all that winning mentality, which is one of the key things I know Koeman kept mentioning today. It's that he feels that if you want to make the step from a team that's finishing just about in the Europa League place, if you want to really push for trophies or the top four, you've got to have players with that mentality and the experience who know how to perform under pressure. And Wayne certainly ticks all those boxes. I know, speaking to a couple of lads at Everton, even experienced Premier League footballers are quite excited to have him join the club. And I think there was a buzz of training today because, you know, in terms of global football, he's up there as a name alongside Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi. And you know, obviously, he is getting on a little bit. But I don't think that dims the excitement factor and the bit of box office that he brings, really.
Yeah, I mean, Koeman does like a pressing side, though, doesn't he? Is there a worry that Rooney is going to be a little bit maybe too slow for that kind of style of play?
Well, I think he's not going to play 38 Premier League games at 90 minutes every time, because you're right, Koeman does demand. He's made a point of every single game when he's felt it wasn't matched. He wants aggression, he wants a high tempo, and he wants pressing from the front. It'll be interesting to see whether Rooney really does benefit, like he claims, from being involved more often. I think that was the vicious circle for him at United. He says he's the type of athlete, if you like, who needs to get into consistency. He needs to be playing week in, week out to get the best from him. And I think he was implying that playing every 3 weeks just doesn't do him any good from a sort of physiological sense. It doesn't allow him to build any momentum. So maybe there's more in those legs than we kind of think because of the way he was used at United. I still don't think he's going to play every game. But one thing Koeman does obviously need this season is options. He needs a big squad. There's the Europa League. Everton have got to play 4 games before they even qualify for the group stages of that. 2 cups, which are going to be paramount that they have a proper crack at that, because before anything else, it's just, and it was addressed in the press conference today, it's really imperative that Everton have a good go at a trophy. Rooney mentioned '95 and being at Wembley as a fan to watch Everton. And I'm sure no Blues listener need me to remind them it's just been far too long.
Yeah, of course. What does this mean for Ross Barkley? Does it mean, does it change that situation at all?
It doesn't really. I think Ross's situation is something that needs to be sorted out. Whether it will be sorted out before the end of the window, I'm not too sure. It's interesting the parallels today. Everton, you know, Rooney's only just through the door, and they're looking for, you know, Gylfi Sigurdsson at Swansea, and Swansea have felt a little bit kind of threatened by this, and turned around and said they won't be bullied, and slapped a £50 million price tag on him. And part of their logic, speaking to a colleague down in South Wales, is that if Everton reckon Ross Barkley's worth 50, then they reckon Gylfi Sigurdsson's worth that too. So it's going to be interesting, isn't it, whether or not, you know, Rooney comes in, plays in the positions, obviously, that Barkley does. They want to bring in Sigurdsson, who plays in those positions. It's certainly putting... And Koeman did say, he's good to his word, he did say to Ross, there's going to be, you know, more and more competition for your place, whether you stay and sign a contract or not. So over to Ross, I suppose.
And this breaking news, not really a massive surprise, Greg, about Romelu Lukaku signing for Manchester United. He's written this letter, hasn't he, to the fans. Do you think he'll leave with most people's blessing or not?
Yeah, he looked pretty pleased with himself in those pictures on the United Twitter account by the pool in LA, doesn't he?
Well, you would do, wouldn't you, really? Let's be honest. If I was by a pool in LA, I think I would do as well. But
and we're sure it's him, not Stormzy, are we? We're definitely sure it's Lukaku's son. Because there was all those fan accounts getting tricked yesterday, weren't they? Because there's striking resemblance between the two. But no, I'm sure most fans will accept that he's never been a player that they felt was going to spend his whole career at Everton. And if they're in any doubt, then he kept telling them most times he went away with Belgium, he'd give an interview and mention why he wanted to move on and play at the highest level. And for him, that means the Champions League. So, yeah, I think largely, you know, they'll look at four seasons, a lot of goals, some really good performances, somewhere they would have preferred, probably from an Evertonian point of view, more work rate. But ultimately, it's been a long time since Everton have had a striker as prolific as Lukaku. So I think he'll go down as a lively and productive player in Everton history books. And you know, they hope that the money that he brings in, which, as you said, is a huge fee, can go and be reinvested in players like Sigurdsson and maybe Olivier Giroud, who can help spread the goals and go somewhat to replacing the 25, 26 goals he scored last season in the Premier League alone.